A fad that has become popular in South Africa, much to my chagrin. I'm not a big fan of consumerism, but I understand why many people enjoy it, why many people like it. Black Friday coming up for the end of November. It's a great opportunity for, you know, consumers to pick up bargains. But spending money you don't have in installments that you have to pay, you cannot think it can be all that of a good idea. Sebastian Alexanderson is the CEO of National Debt Advisors and joins us for more on how to avoid the debt trap known as Black Friday. Seb, thanks so much for coming on air with us again. Black Friday, let's not get it wrong. You'll get some bargains, some specials out there. But at the end of the day, many people are going to be buying online, and often buying online means using your credit card or even at a till. People are going to be using the credit card to swipe.
Absolutely. It's the opening season for the Christmas holidays, Black Friday. You know, it gets us in the mood. We think we need to spend more to save more. It's really taken hold of South Africa over the last couple of years.
Is Black Friday, I believe, in different countries means different things. In the United States, it's all about electronic consumer goods, finding good deals there. Yes, in South Africa you have that, but I found that many people go for consumables. Many people follow what the grocery stores have on special, and that speaks to the different economic climates that various countries, and particularly that South Africa, is experiencing at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, Black Friday is definitely an American construct, and when it came over here, you know, you're absolutely right. People are online; they're spending with their credit cards. But even in the consumables, you know, going into the stores, they're lining up in front of the stores, ready to spend money they don't have. In order to get that instant satisfaction of, you know, I've saved some money. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at this all year long, forgetting to save all that time in order to get what they want. And it's really taken hold of us.
And I guess, look, when I have participated, and I say participate as if Black Friday is a massive event, but when I have taken advantage of Black Friday specials, it's only been for diapers, it's been for nappies. I would go to the site like Take a Lot and look at the specials for nappies, and I'll just buy a whole bunch of nappies. I don't see myself as bringing myself to go stand in the queue outside a grocery store. But it is looking for those specials. It's looking at how it can benefit your household, looking for those bulk purchases, and not necessarily going after, you know, the electronics consumer goods that, you know, are going to depreciate and maybe, you know, not benefit you all that much in the long run, or benefit your household in the long run.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a father of two, so I'm with you there. I'm on Take a Lot looking for those Pampers all the time. But absolutely. Look, you know, the most important thing here is that you save for what you want. I mean, you know, we're all trying to make a difference for the household, and it's very easy to get in front of that store, to get in there, to get caught up in the hype. To you know, you got to have a plan if you're going to be participating. You go, you know what you're looking for. You've done your research. A lot of these prices are artificially hiked up in order to make you believe that you're getting more savings. And, you know what you want. Save for what you want, and don't get distracted if you are going to participate.
So you're basically saying if Black Friday is at I think it's the end of November, you should have already been saving bits of your August, September, October paycheck, you know, to rather use that instead of swiping your credit card.
100%. You know, a savvy shopper should always be saving. You should never be using your credit. It's very hard. You know, credit is thrown at us, whether we like it or not, you know, and the most savvy of us will have been saving for months. We'll be looking at the deals. We'll be knowing that item that we want so badly is going to be coming down, and it gives you a bit of a chance. You know, the worst thing you could do is to go online, not know what you're looking for, do some impulse shopping on credit that you don't have, and end up spending, having to spend even further over the Christmas and holiday period, and then end up having to talk to a debt counselor in the new year because you've maxed out your credit line.
But Sebastian, it's only a few hundred rand, a few thousand rand. It's, you know, it's going to make my December a little bit more happier. Surely a few hundred rand on the old budget facility on the credit card isn't going to cause too much harm, is it?
It depends who you are, Lester, you know, absolutely. It depends, once again, you know, you made a good point, you know, it depends what you're buying. If you're going to be saving on those nappies, bulk buy. I mean, we're always going to use them. But if you're going to be, you know, and it's really the impulse buying that gets you in. And it's so easy to get online and to say, I'm just going to spend a few bucks here. Mm. And then get totally distracted and derailed. Mm. And then before you know it.
What some friends of mine have begun doing over the last few years since Black Friday has really, you know, gotten hold in South Africa is do research, and, you know, see what you want, see what you've got your eye on, you know, before you even see the specials. If it is, for example, a new camera that you want, they start doing research now so that when the specials come out, when they start seeing the prices, they're not bamboozled generally by the lights, the flashing lights and the scream and bright red signs of sale. It's about also doing that research so that you know what you're getting into, know what you can afford, and then also setting your own budget. I'm not going to be spending more than this amount, and no sign or no scream of sale is gonna change my mind about that.
Absolutely. Look, a failure to plan is planning to fail, especially if you've got a weak appetite for consumer goods and high-end televisions. You definitely need to do your research. You definitely need to plan for what you want, and it also helps to focus your mind and make sure that you're saving for that and being able to say, actually, do I need this? Do I need it before Black Friday? Do I need it after Black Friday? And making sure that you're making the right choice for you and your family.
Mm. But, like it or not, Sebastian, people are going to get themselves into debt. People are going to get themselves into holes come January. They're going to be spending on festivities. They're going to be buying on the food and the Christmas gifts. They already got the eyes on it already. Come January, people are going to be planning for return to school and back to school spending. People are going to get themselves into holes. How do they get themselves out of it come February, come March, come April 2020?
Well, I mean, that's where we come in. Look, there's a lot of options until there's no option. You know, you need to be planning your budget. You need to be saying, okay, look, have I gone too far? Am I just paying off? You know, if you do find yourself in a position where absolutely you went too far on Black Friday, the Christmas holidays have rolled around, you've been paid early. Now you've got to wait all the way till the end of January. You've got the back to school fees. You know, a lot of mothers that we speak to are having to go and resupply, re-kit. And if it does happen and you do get to the end of your credit, you know, you can speak to a debt counselor. National Debt Advisors is here to help. We'll help you assess your budget, help you understand, have you gone too far? What should you do? Help you formalize the saving plans. And worst case scenario, we can make a plan with you.
Do people still lay by, Sebastian? Is it still a way of managing one's spending, long-term planning, long-term goals, instead of the instant gratification of buying it now because I see it says it's on sale now? You know, planning ahead. I'm looking at those pair of shoes, but I'm not going to break the bank now. I'm going to spend the next 3 or 4 months, you know, paying in so that eventually I get it.
Look, a lot of stores don't do it anymore, but I was just speaking to somebody yesterday who had a lay-by for a DVD player, you know, and it was, yes, they're definitely out there. It's definitely happening. And look, and that also takes a certain kind of fortitude to be able to say, yes, I'm going to want it for a long time. And there are those people out there doing it. And if you can do it, great, but make sure it's with a reputable store that's going to be there for a while.
Sebastian Alexanderson is the CEO of National Debt Advisors, giving us some consumer tips on how to prepare for Black Friday. But when was the last time you lay-bied something? Just struck me now. I haven't lay-bied something probably since I was in university. I think it was a pair of shoes. I think I bought something at a store called American Clothing in Weinberg Main Road. And I think that was the last time I lay-by'd something. Is the spirit of lay-buying still there? Do you still do it? Let me know. Give me a call. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp on 072-567-1567.